I'd like to welcome Mikey Naukas, a fabulous guitarist, standing next to me and providing accompaniment. This first song is called Questions in Your Eyes. The reason now I know I tried so many times not to show, but oh, you kept me breathing. I could feel my own heart beating. Still I've never asked you why. Why are these questions in your eyes? I would keep to myself all of the reasons so dear. I would keep you clear from all of the reasons I have. I would hold you near, near, and feel safe when you disappear and no longer wonder why are these questions in your eyes? Posted, don't let go. Though I pretend sometimes that I don't know. When the moon has slowly risen from the windows, we learn to listen. Now the evenings are filled with sighs for all the questions in your eyes. Let me hold you when you know. Don't want to see you turn or go. Though it's easy or plain to see, while the shines on me, when the sun sets at sea, I'll be asking why are these questions in your eyes?
Well, thank you. That was...
Can't hear myself very well through the mic.
Okay.
I can't hear my...
Like when I can change a little bit of that. I can do this.
We have a little...
sound from the speakers as long as we don't get feedback.
Right, I hear you, okay.
So I'll do that.
All right, that'd be swell.
Okay. Well, a little engineering discussion here. So you're listening to Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM. It is Friday night, March the 6th, and it is now 6.06 p.m. And in the studio today, we've got Carter Castle, one of the finest songwriters on the island, and also just a fabulous guy all the way around. And accompanying him is Mikey Naukas on lead guitar. And it's just a pleasure to have both of you here tonight. So, Carter, that was almost an unrequited love song. Wasn't sure if you were requiting or if you were just pleading. Where did that come from?
Where did it come from? Oh, gosh, people always ask that question of songwriters, and I just get a mood that brings to mind some kind of ethereal sort of feelings, and it's generally, you know, it was a love song, right? So I'm making an appeal there, you know, as well as showing some humility.
We all need a little.
When you fall for somebody, you know, it's like that.
So, you know, it seems like a lot of the songs that you write have that quality of you know, coming from the heart, and sometimes a dark place, and sometimes a beautiful place. So, can you talk a little bit more about how the songs come to you, and do you have a regular process by which you work?
Yeah, I like the sounds of words, and that's really why I like to create phrases, and I enjoy that, and I'm kind of obsessed with it, to be honest with you. So why do I go into my studio and sit down and do that? I have to say it's just a real pleasure sometimes to me personally to find you know, some songs are, you know, as you know, kind of very linear, you know, they just are, they're very simple, and they have some satisfaction, but then they don't have to be so linear at times. They can become more ethereal. And you know, some people say, well, I not really, that's a nice song, but I don't really get the meaning of it. And I say, well, you know, you have to have a open consciousness and subconscious to appreciate some things that are not so linear. But I don't know, it's just something I have a kind of a passionate feeling about. So I do it. And
it sounds like your songs are mostly lyric driven.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because there are lots of different songwriters. Some start with rhythm, start with harmony, start with lyrics. And I actually like the lyric myself, because as I said earlier, I'm sort of in love with phrases, you know. And when I was a kid, I had a transistor radio with one ear plug, you know, and told by my parents, you can't do that, you won't sleep. But I stayed up all night listening to music, you know. So it was kind of a cue for me, you know.
Yeah.
If I heard a particular song I liked, you know, it wasn't going to be repeated in 10 minutes. I'd stay up until I heard it. So it was maybe an hour later.
You know. So take us back then. Where did you grow up?
Southern Maryland, about a half hour out of D.C., and right across the river, Potomac River, from Alexandria, Virginia. And it was, you know, tobacco country when I was a kid. It's all changed now, but Yeah, Maryland, Southern Maryland. Could have been Alabama, if you ask me.
And when did you, when did music first come into your life in terms of?
Oh gosh,
you know,
I didn't have a musical family, but I had a family that appreciated music. Mm-hmm. So my dad never stopped humming, and my mom went out and got the first, recordings that we listened to on a mono setup, and I fell in love with jazz, and that's what I still today listen to a lot. And early jazz was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
This was the 1960s when I first became aware of music in a, you know, in a more focused manner.
Mm-hmm.
So. Later came folk music, you know, and I actually drifted up to New York City when I got into my 20s, and I was sort of hounding those sites where people got started. Folk City, it's a very distinguished place. A lot of very famous people got their start there, but it's now a McDonald's, sadly. So the world changes all around you, but your taste in music doesn't always.
That's irony for you. So who inspired you, you think, the most when you were... Okay.
Yeah, because I think Carter wants to play music.
That's fine with me. Let's ask the audience. Oh, the audience agrees. So
we have audience now.
There we go.
Thank you for coming.
So, yeah. What have you got next for us?
Well, I have a list here, but I didn't have a certain... I just pick it when it... time comes. That's the way it feels to me. Every night, every day. Cling to your arms for the love and the safety of your many charms. Is it true what's been spoken? Should I believe what they say? That a true heart is broken every night, every day. In dreams I awaken, call out your name. I've been forsaken for pretending that you might never stray. Must love be uncertain every night, every day? What's to keep us from hurting each other this way? Every night, every day, what a mess love can make. Laughing or fussing night away. Is it true what's been spoken? Should I believe what they say? How a true heart is broken every night, every day. Every day, what a mess love can make. Laughing or fussing the whole night away. Is it true what's been spoken? Should I believe what they say? But
true heart is broken every night, every day. It's a time for conception. Make something like this. You might reach for affection where it hardly exists. And there's no consolation. You just have to resist. Knowing even a savior was betrayed by a kiss. Every night, every day. Laughing and fussing the whole night away. Is it true what's been spoken? Should I believe what they say? That a true heart is broken every night, every day.
Well, you know, the whole recording situation has changed amazingly. You know, there's streaming going on now. CDs seem to be going out, a little, you know, disappearing. Of course, I want to. There's always the financial piece of it too. We just lost one of our best recording companies on the island. Yeah, I want to, but I'm not there yet. Yeah. Great guy, Jeff. I did a CD with Jeff called Close Calls, Far Cries. And it's been on the radio somewhat, but yeah, it's always fun to record with other people. Yeah, I can hope for that.
So I can hear myself very loudly. So I was just wondering then,
Now I can hear you too.
Yeah, what you might have picked up in New York and how that furthered your musical ambitions.
Well, the truth is, I went to all the open mics that were scheduled at least on Thursday or Fridays at all of the clubs and the folks, you know, in the Lower East Side and Lower Village. And there was often a line going all the way around the block, and there are people from New Jersey standing in the rain trying to get their 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it was a great experience because you sit in the audience waiting for your number to come up, and you get to hear everybody that has a wide spectrum of talent and different interests, and you learn from it. So yeah. I always thought that was really great. And then I moved to oh, I always did street musician work, you know, with, I had a accompanist who was a Russian violinist, and we'd go before a Jewish deli and stand there and make a lot of money.
Wow.
So it was fun, you know, it's just challenging
and
fun.
And eat a lot of cheese and salami and...
Absolutely, yeah. Upper West Side. So that was fun.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah. So I did that in D.C. I did it in New York, San Francisco, and not so much here in Washington, but did some, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. When did you come to Washington?
95. No, excuse me, 86. I arrived here in Vashon on 95.
Uh-huh. So what have you got for us next?
Oh, let's see, Mikey, what did we do? I spoke your name. How about that? Okay. Ready? Oh, I gotta tighten this up.
Are turning yellow, the moon is turning blue, while others seek God's halo, my eyes look straight at you. My head hangs from the window, pounded by the rain, on the road to find another. On this road I spoke your name. Standing by this window, your image in my head. I cannot take another step, my feet are made of lead. I stumble down the highway and hear the wind complain. On a road to find another, on this road I spoke your name. On the road to find another, on this road I spoke your name.
Thank you. I once was at open mic somewhere, like, seeing, I think it was in Seattle actually, and a couple came in, there was nobody else there, and they clapped, and I said, "Oh, you don't have to do that." And they got up and left.
Well, we're actually about to get
it. It's okay. That's your signal.
Very funny.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, terrific. Again, sort of a song with of disappointment in that. Sense of,
well, yeah, I mean, there's the ambiguity, you know, of moving on that happens in life, and certainly in love, and in you know, all social realms, so it just came up some way, you know, through the floor to me, mm-hmm. through my feet, and I'm somebody who traveled a lot, and so on the road to find another is sort of like finding another road, you know, keep on going. Sure. Just like you do relationships sometimes.
Well, if you got something else now that you'd like to play next?
Yeah, why not? Let's see. How about The Only Way We Knew? You want to do that? Okay. I got to get this harmonica off my neck. I always forget to do that. Okay.
Is that monitor working okay?
Better, yes. Much. Thank you. Michael, let's see. So. Okay. Did I say what I was going to play? Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. The Only Way We Knew.
And some were poor. I was better off than most. Trying to find my way out of there, we headed for the coast. Some may keep what they need, some may reap what they sow, some may learn to believe what some will never know. Rich and some were poor, we were better off than most. Trying to find our way out of there, we headed for the coast. Next time that I saw her, we were heading back to New Orleans. Our feet were treading water, up to the pockets of our jeans. The sky was filled with thunder, covered up my ears. The tide, it just pulled me under. Some may keep what they need, some may reap what they sow, some may learn to believe what some will never know. There's treasure in the mountains, serpents in every field. The power of her movements and the true love she revealed. I ramble and I wander, dark light of the sun, but I never lost my hunger for the woman that I love. I see her in the weather, the sky blue afternoons, and I know we'll be together by the dark light of the moon. Some may keep what they need, some may reap what they sow, some may learn to believe what some will never know.
Well, that's a rockin' song. That was great.
No, thanks.
So how would you describe your style?
Oh, you know, categories are hard, but I'm basically a folk artist. You know, folk music is what I like, with a kind of a rock sort of feeling to it, folk rock. You know, it's just a label. You know? Passes in and out of being popular at various times, comes back from, you know, long ago, and people begin to appreciate some of the early music that's done, 1800s, 1900s.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, artists like Bob Dylan changed it all dramatically. And it dies out for a while, and you get all kinds of, you know, spectrum of music nowadays.
Well, yeah, we've got the diversity. We've always had diversity in this country, you know.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Going back to the founding. So, you got something else you have in mind here?
Yeah, let's do Every Step of the Way, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
I see you walking by me so slow down the avenue. Did I hear you gently talking about a time I once went with you? From the motion of your figure, I could almost smell your hair. Now there's always hesitation and this feeling won't go away. Though it's all been so easy, every step of the way, I could never forget you, not before my dying day. Sometime before dawn, did you hurry back to the beginning? Will you remember someone you left behind? Don't know why, I just keep trying, keep on sighing along the way. Wake up from a dream. Did I hear you gently sighing? Or was that me still stirring from my dreams? Did you notice? Do you recall it? Did I think up another lie? I don't know why, just keep trying, keep on sighing along the way. Did I see you walking by me so slow down the avenue? Gently talking about a time I once went with you. From the motion of your figure, I could almost smell your hair. Now there's always hesitation with these feelings. Won't go away. It's all been so easy, every step of the way. I could never forget you, not before my dying day.
I'm Swooning. That was it was just magical.
Well, thank you. I forgot to put the harmonica on, though. It was a
how would you do that and sing?
Oh, yeah, it's hard. You have to practice. How about Walking to Phoenicia? You good for that?
Yeah.
Little town, mountain town in upper New York. The Catskills. I met my wife and we read about this place that was run by a French woman and an American who was they were both artists, and they opened up a restaurant and a hotel. This is back in the 80s, and the hotel was right by a little river, and it's quite beautiful. She was a great cook, and rooms were for rent for like $18 a night. Those were the old days. But it was really so I had to write something about that. We were strolling arm in arm in the summer by the river, not so far from Yasger's farm. Long ago we were lovers, oh so weary from wayward wind. Once again we come together like young lovers and long lost friends. Like a rose that opens slowly, like the wind that blows, we kept searching for tender mercy only true love knows. Walking to Phoenicia, we were strolling arm in arm in a slow conversation, like our kisses deep and warm, like the river flows so gently, like the wind that blows. Kept searching for tender mercy only true love knows. Walking to Phoenicia, we were strolling arm in arm in the summer along the river, not so far from Yasger's farm. Like a rose that opens slowly, like the wind that blows, kept searching for tender mercy only true love knows.
Well, this is live radio. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get, but Carter Castle, you get a lot. And I'm just reveling in being here listening to you play. So.
Well, thank you for inviting us. I don't do it as much as I used to, and I'm kind of rusty, to be honest with you, but I feel like I want to get out there. It's just like anything else, you know, you got a lot of competition for.
And this is Michael. I remember recording you way back, I think, in the early 2000s.
Is that right?
Yeah, I still have some old DAT tapes with you on it.
I remember DAT tapes.
Yeah, that's how we recorded at that time.
No kidding. Well, you have to give them to me sometimes to listen to.
Yeah. Do you have a DAT player?
To share those somehow.
Is there such a thing anymore?
I don't know. It's like a VCR.
Yeah. You'll probably find them on eBay.
That would be fun, really.
Well,
I play at the Coop pretty often. So.
Yeah, you do.
Once or twice a year, so that's always a thrill for me. And Mikey here joined me, and so we have a full band now that we do on occasion play.
Mm-hmm. You plan to, if you got something coming up there, are you going to be performing?
No, I'm trying, to be honest with you, I have a house I rent for, that's part of my wife's and my retirement. Mm-hmm. But a tree went through the roof last year, and so we're rehabbing it, and I'm going to stay off any other obligations until I get a tenant, can afford to get out and live, and afford to live.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, it's just happens, you know, best plans, whatever. You know.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, life keeps getting interrupted no matter what your plans are, so.
Yeah.
I think that the island, the world would love to hear you play more, so I'm sure you'll get back on top of that mountain.
Thank you, Art.
We have about 12 minutes, 11 minutes left. What would you like to, last couple of songs maybe you'd like to go out with?
Okay, let me look at the list.
Ah.
Let's see what I can do here.
That's one thing that people are really good at is making lists.
Well, gosh, when you get to my age, you have to do it all the time. So I see you again. Geez, let's see. Got any ideas, Mikey? let's do that. Thank you for remembering that. Yeah, I'd like to do that. Okay. See, now I gotta ask you, are we doing it? This. No. E? Is that E? No, I can go up a half step, right? Okay. That's what we usually do it in? Okay.
Crossing banks and streams. Oh, I'm sailing up the river, I'm crossing banks and streams. Since I lost you, I don't believe in dreams. If the end is beginning, I'm only trying to find my way. If the end is beginning, I'm only trying to find my way. I'm having lots of trouble stepping over everything I say.
Till I see you again. Oh, yeah, I know. Did we do Till I See You Again? Oh, okay, let's do that. Okay.
Top of the world, I wanna fly.
I would escape you anywhere. All it would take is some sacred word, and I would cast down every memory heaven or hell's ever heard. Out of time, out of the universe, far from the trees. Who's that stranger passing by? And all I feel is the rain and wind. There was a gift I could live within. Now I follow every darkened path till I see you again. Escape with you anywhere. All it would take is some sacred words. Now I chase down every memory heaven or hell's ever heard. Out of time, out of the universe, change the times by counting the leaves that fall from the trees. Who's that stranger passing by? But all I feel is the rain and wind. There was a dream I could live within. Now I follow darkened path till I see you again.
Thank you so much. Thank that you, was Art. Terrific. And look, I think you have new fans.